The Three Musketeers by Alexandre Dumas. On the first Monday of the month of April, 1625, the Bourg of Meung appeared to be in as complete a state of revolution as if the Huguenots had come to make a second Rochelle of it. Many citizens directed their steps toward the hostelry of the Jolly Miller, before which was gathered a compact and rapidly increasing group, vociferous and full of curiosity. A young man, face long and brown, high cheekbones indicating craftiness, his eyes open and intelligent, his nose hooked but finely chiseled. Too big for a youth, too small for a grown man, an experienced eye might have taken him for a farmer's son upon a journey, had it not been for the long sword which, dangling from a leathern baldric, hit against its owner's calves as he walked, and against his steed's rough side when he was on horseback. For our young man had a steed, which was the observed of all observers. It was a Bayern pony, from 12 to 14 years old, with yellow coat, no hair in his tail, but not without wind-galls on his legs, which, though going with his head lower than his knees, contrived nevertheless to perform his 8 leagues a day. Unfortunately, the qualities of this horse were so well concealed under his strangely coloured hide and his unaccountable gait, that the appearance of the said pony at Meung produced an unfavourable feeling that extended to his master. And this feeling was the more painful to young D'Artagnan, because he was conscious himself of the ridiculous appearance he made on such a steed, good horseman as he was.